You Alaman, let's do the grand, right and left. Right and left around the ring, walk on your heel and toe. Just side of what your lady fair, now promenade her around the square. Promenade that mountain, promenade. Now the head couples forward, you come back to the ring. You pass through and separate around the outside ring. Come back home and do-sa-do it to your corner, Alamando. Come back to your partner, you swing them round and round. Alamando left on the corner, now you walk right by your own. You swing the right and lady.
Well, come on, man, you ready to go?
Yes, yes, I suppose so. I just have a sort of feeling that this is going to be the end of Hector.
Ah, shucks. He'll come out all right. He always does, don't he?
But this is different. Going up in an airplane without knowing how to fly is bad enough, but going up and doing stunts, I don't know.
Yeah, that darn Major Burns. For 2 cents, Zeb, for 2 cents, I'd give him a good hiding.
Yeah, that wouldn't do no good. Oh, say, I just had an idea. If Hector does well today, we ought to present him with a bouquet of flowers. And if he don't, well, they'll still come in handy. Call up the Knott Flower Shop, will you, and order a dozen roses.
Well, why don't you call them? I don't know what their number is.
I want to get that there suitcase that Major Barnes left here. He asked me to fetch it over this afternoon. You can call him. Just ask for the Knott Flower Shop.
All right. Hope that darn central ain't asleep this time. Generally have to wring your dad ratted arm off before you can rouse her.
Yeah.
Bet you half the time she's asleep. Yeah, I'm ringing. I want the flower shop.
Not.
How's that?
I say it's not.
Not what?
The flower shop.
Hello? Not the flower shop.
Yes, you want the flower shop.
Oh, I do want the flower shop.
The Knott Flower Shop. That's the name of it.
What say?
Knott's the name of it.
Hello, I want the flower shop. That's not the name of it.
Oh, it is.
Hello, it is.
It is not.
Hello, it is not. Hello?
Wait a second, you darn fool. Wait, tell her you want the Knott Flower Shop.
Hello, I want the Knott Flower Shop.
That's right.
I said I want the Knott Flower Flop. The Knott Shower Flop.
Oh.
Yeah, what's the matter, you deep? The Knott Flower Shop. Hello? Yes. Well, why don't you answer your phone? Say, I want to get some flowers. Just a second. What kind do you want, Sam?
Yeah, tell him to wrap up some nice red roses, about a dozen of them. You pick them up on the way to the air circus.
Hello? Wrap up a dozen nice red roses. We'll pick them up on our way to the air. Wrap up a dozen nice red doses. Hello? A dozen nice red noses.
Oh, look out.
Nice froze.
Oh, give me that phone, Lane, to go, Sam.
Take it,
Sam. Hello? This is Zeb Winterbottom. Yes. What I want is a dozen nice froze noses, and I'll pick them up. I say I want to pick a dozen noses. They're frozen. Hello? Oh, shucks. Now see what you went and done. Made them hang up on me.
I didn't.
Oh, you did. Now we'll have to get them on the phone all over again.
We can get the roses on our way to the circus, can't we? Mm. We just stop in for him. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, ain't got so darn much time as you think. It's a long way over to that air circus.
Well, how far is it over there?
Must be about 5 miles.
5 miles over there, huh?
Yes.
How far is it back?
Why, it's 5 miles, you darn fool. It's the same distance one way as the other.
You're crazy.
Well, I ain't crazy. I say it's the same distance from here to the air circus as it is from the air circus to here. Same one way as the other.
Yeah, and I say you're crazy. It's only a week from Christmas to New Year's, but it's darn near a year from New Year's to Christmas.
Yes, but that ain't the idea.
Well, where is the place, anyhow? Where are they having the air circus?
Well, Major Barnes told me they was going to have it at the old Academy football field. He must have passed it lots of times when he was going to Squidville. It's on the right-hand side of the road.
I passed it one day coming back from Squidville, but it wasn't on the right side of the road.
It wasn't?
No, it was on the left.
Maybe they must have moved it. Say, tell you what we'd better do. Get that old road map and let's take a look at it. We don't want to get lost.
There, door here.
Well, close the door here and lock it first.
Yeah, I got it. Here, take it.
Benjamin Franklin, we are gathered here at this flying field today, not only for an afternoon of entertainment, not only to witness the skill and daring of those aviators, but we are gathered here at this flying field for another reason. We are gathered here to aid a charitable cause. I am going to introduce a man who really needs no introduction and who is going to tell you more about this charitable cause. Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Otto Schultzenheimer, Mayor of Corn Center.
Ladies and gentlemen of Pittsville and Corn Center, I'm not going to make a long speech today. All of you know about this air circus is for. Our good friend Major Barnes is going to give the entire proceeds to the combined women's clubs of Switchville and Corn Center. And what is more besides, he is going to put on top of that an equal amount out of his own pocket. In all the history of this of this place, we have never had such a coquette in our midst. He is not only a hero of the World War, having saved Paris and won the Double Cross.
Mr. Schultzenheimer, Victoria Cross.
What is it?
Victoria Cross.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Having won the Victoria Cross, but he is a great aviator and a great explorer out. He has traveled over this earth from Greenland's spicy mountains to Indiana's coral strands. And he has picked this place out of the whole world as the spot to build his factory for making bonds, universal, duplex, fire escape. We are going to sell a little stuff, but we do not ask you to take any chances with that stuff. To protect you and every other stockholder, Major Barnes has deposited with me personal in cash enough money to buy back every share at par value at the end of 1 year if you are not satisfied with it. And I personally guarantee that I will buy it back. And now, my good friends, you will hear from Major Barnes himself. Major Barnes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not a speaker, but I just want to say that we will start building the factory in about 1 month. Now, if you will pardon me, I'll get things started for your entertainment.
See, as I told you we'd be late here. Bring the seat left and hold during the grandstand.
Oh, shucks. I can't stand up neither. This darn knee of mine is just raising all fired tarnation.
Yes. Well, here, let's set in this airplane here. Reckon no one will care.
Well, give me a boost up, will you?
Yes, wait. Give me a leg.
House, now look out for my knee now. Take it easy.
Well, get in. Land a ghost, and you're as clumsy as an ox. Now, let me hold your hand there and give me a pull up.
Wait a minute.
There.
Now, sit down.
First time I ever sat in an airplane. Just about like this.
Here, you can't sit in there. Get out.
Well, we just resting a mite, Major Barnes.
Well, get out at once. Where's Hector Smith?
Why, ain't he here, Major? He left the store long about noon.
No, he isn't here. You fellows get out of that plane. Can't you see the engine's turning over? Hurry along now. We're...
I can't get to my feet. The darn space is too crowded.
Well, grab that thing up and sort of pull yourself to your feet.
Yeah, you mean this here?
Yeah.
Look out! Don't touch that!
Look out! What you doing? We're moving. Put on the brakes.
What brakes?
That stick there. Pull back on that stick.
Hey, we're going up.
Well, stop the darn thing. Stop it.
I can't stop it, Sam.
Shove the stick the other way. Look out. We're going to hit. Pull her back. Wait. We'll turn over. Hang on to that stick.
I am hanging on. I'm just getting the knack of it now. I'll get the dad darn thing down.
Shucks.
I got her stopped anyway.
Oh, dear.
Well, what's the matter? You hurt?
No, I just happened to think. We forgot to fetch that suitcase Major Barnes left at the store.